The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, everybody, good to be with you. My name is Jim Paris. As he said, I'm the editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of advice from a lot of different people, and some people are telling me, hey, you need to get focused. You need to decide who you're going to be on the radio. And, you know, the best, I'm interested in so many different things. And in fact, what I've got over on my GCN host page is that I'm sort of interested in a little bit of a lot of different things, which I think keeps the show interesting. But yeah, typically a focus here is going to be making money, saving money, avoiding scams. We talk about what's going on in the news. We talk about prophecy, preparedness. We even have experts on to talk about things like UFOs. In fact, if you were to come here to my studio and look around at all the books that I have, all the little snippets of things cut out, laying around my desk, hanging on my walls, it would almost be like the scene out of A Beautiful Mind, that movie with Russell Crowe, where you watch the whole movie and then at the end you finally realize that that Russell Crowe is actually crazy, and you take a look at what's happening in the movie, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, this is really weird, interesting, maybe it's not real. And then you get to the end, and they show this shed that Russell Crowe has all of this stuff in that sort of supports his delusion of this other life that he thinks he's living. And that's my office here. My studio / office would look a lot like that scene. In any case, we've got a great second hour lined up for you, and we don't want to delay getting to our guest. We're super excited to have him with us. His name is Barry Schwartz. I want to give you a quick background on him. Barry Schwartz was the official documenting photographer for the Shroud of Turin Research Project, the team that conducted the first in-depth scientific examination of the Shroud in 1978. He is currently the co-author of a Shroud book with Ian Wilson titled Turin Shroud. And the illustrated evidence is the subtitle. And he's also the editor and publisher of the internationally recognized Shroud of Turin website. And Barry Schwartz, welcome to Jim Paris Live.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for having me on your program.
I want to start by making sure that I have your title right. You are not a doctor, am I correct?
That's correct, although my Jewish mother would certainly like that.
Well, no, I didn't want to shortchange you. And I don't know if it was just me, but like about 45 seconds ago, I heard in my headphones like the sound, like a sound effect of like a bullet. So did you hear that on your end too?
I did not hear that.
Okay, well, maybe that was just in my headphones. I was wondering what just happened. You know, talk about trying to avoid conspiracies, and then I hear
the sound.
The
Rocky Mountains of Colorado, and a lot of my neighbors have. We all have guns up here. So
who knows, right? It could have been somebody.
But I didn't hear anything sitting here in the living room, so.
Well, Barry, so good to have you with us. I've enjoyed listening to you on a number of other interviews. And one of the things that I want to start with is there's probably some younger people listening tonight. And my daughter, who is 24, she was asking me who's coming on the show this week. And I mentioned to you, to her, your name. And I mentioned the topic, the Shroud of Turin. And she said, what's the Shroud of Turin? In fact, my mother, who is 71, asked me the same question today. What is the Shroud of Turin. So for those not familiar with it, let's not start too far ahead. Maybe you can give us sort of like the 1 or 2 minute Wikipedia overview of what the topic is here tonight.
Okay, well, the Shroud of Turin is a 14.5 foot long, 3.5 foot wide sheet of linen cloth that bears bloodstains, burn marks, scorches, and the image, forensically accurate, of a crucified man, front and back, with all of the wounds as documented in the New Testament, in the Gospels, of what was done to Jesus of Nazareth. And many people believe that this is the cloth that wrapped his body in the tomb once he was placed in the tomb and removed from the cross. And because it bears an image, of course, it's been a topic of conversation literally for more than for centuries. But it was in 1898, when the first photograph was allowed to be made of it, that sort of the scientific era of the study of the shroud began, because one of the things that was determined when they photographed it is that the image on the shroud itself has its lights and darks reversed as a photographic negative would. So when you photograph it and you look at the negative, it becomes a positive. It reverses again the lights and darks. And that's a very unique property. There aren't many images on the planet that can, you know, have those kind of properties. And so the shroud has been an object of controversy and study for literally for decades, particularly when our team was permitted in 1978 to perform the first in-depth scientific examination of the cloth. And our goal was simply to determine how the image formed. Is it a painting? Is it a photograph? Is it a scorch or a rubbing? Those were all proposed as possible theories for how the image was formed. And so our team went to Turin in 1978. We spent 5 days and nights nonstop working around the clock to gather data, the next 3 years reducing the data and evaluating it and writing it into articles that were then submitted to independent, peer-reviewed publications, scientific journals. And so our work is in the scientific literature, credible scientific literature. And ironically, our purpose was to determine how the image was formed. And we came back unable to answer that question. We could tell you what it's not. It isn't a painting. It isn't a photograph. It isn't a scorch. But we don't know of a mechanism that can make an image with the properties inherent in the image on the Shroud of Turin.
This is just fascinating to me, and there's so many questions that I want to ask you. But the first thing that I want to establish here, if I understand this correct, and please tell me if this is not right, I understand it that you yourself are not a Christian. You are an Orthodox Jew. Is that correct?
Well, I was raised an Orthodox Jew, and I want to be real clear about that. I'm not a practicing Jew today, but I was raised in an Orthodox family, not ultra-Orthodox, but Orthodox. Both my parents were immigrants from Poland right before World War II, so I was first generation born here. And so I was raised in that environment. My grandparents lived with us. I mean, it was like Fiddler on the Roof. But in the end, ultimately, I walked away from Judaism as soon as I had my bar mitzvah. I was sort of finished with it, and I never really looked back again until I was in my 50s, and I became more publicly involved with the Shroud. It took till 1995 before I was convinced that it was authentic, and I held it in my hands 20 years earlier. So it took me a while, but ultimately, once I was convinced that it was authentic, and I decided to put the information, the materials that I had collected over the years onto the internet on shroud.com, it was then that people started asking me about my faith. Before that, it really wasn't much of a topic of conversation in my life. And I had gone for all those years without, you know, even thinking much about God, to be honest. And ultimately, I was forced to confront my beliefs because people were asking me, well, okay, you think it's authentic. What do you believe about faith? And, of course, that sort of forced me to confront my faith. And as I said, God wasn't even part of my life. But ultimately, in looking in my heart and realizing what upbringing I had been brought up in and the environment I'd been brought up in, ultimately I found that God had been there all along. So how many Jews can say that the Shroud of Turin led them back to their faith in God? I can say that. I am not a Christian. I'm not a Messianic Jew, that much to the chagrin and disappointment of any of my friends out there. But I'm doing the job I've been given to do, and if it comes to a point where that becomes something I have to sort of decide, then I will, but as it's
very good. We're gonna turn you down there for a second. We've got a quick break. When we come back, more with our guest Barry Schwartz, the Shroud of Turin. Don't miss it. Stay tuned.
became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, how to pray for a financial miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. Tonight we're talking about here in hour two, the Shroud of Turin, and we're so excited to have our special guest, Barry Schwartz, with us. He was the official documenting photographer for the Shroud of Turin research project back in the late 1970s, early 80s. And Mr. Schwartz, I'm sorry that I asking you about your personal faith and all that. I'm sure that you might guess the reason for that. Many of those who are skeptical about the Shroud of Turin sort of raise the question of whether someone's personal faith in Jesus Christ might cause them to sort of taint the results in any research they've done, having a predisposition, if you will, to authenticating this.
Sure.
As opposed to coming out with what might be damaging results. So that's why we went there, and I hope that wasn't overly personal.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's essential that people understand that when I was invited to be on that team, I said no. I didn't think I should get involved with something that might wind up along a religious vein that I didn't feel I had much interest or knowledge in. But it was about the image and the properties of that image that sort of attracted me. And ultimately, I stayed on the team. I was a skeptic. I remained a skeptic for almost 20 years after holding it in my hand in 78. It was, I think, about 17 years later before the evidence finally convinced me that this had to be the real thing. And so I understand why people feel that way. And one of the reasons that I make it very clear up front that I'm Jewish background, that I'm not a Messianic Jew or a Christian, is that so people don't believe that I have that bias, because I certainly didn't. I did have a bias, but it was completely the opposite, the other direction.
Yeah, and that just adds to your credibility, your views on this. We are going to take calls tonight for Barry Schwartz, but we'll do that starting in our next segment, not in this segment, in our next segment. And I'll give the number out now if you want to make a note of it, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432, or you can send your questions to me, jim@christianmoney.com. We'll take email questions as well tonight, jim@christianmoney.com. Barry, I have to ask you, what it was like to actually touch the Shroud of Turin. Now, maybe at that moment you didn't realize that you could have actually been touching the garment that Jesus Christ was wrapped in after he was crucified. I mean, if that were to be authenticated and we were able to say, yep, that is the garment, there would be no question that that would be perhaps the most important archaeological item/spiritual item in the world's history. And there you were, actually physically touching that. What was that moment like, pondering the possibility, what if?
Well, certainly we all understood that was a possibility. Of course, at that moment in my life, I had no emotional attachment to the subject matter. Having been raised in a Jewish home, I didn't have the emotional attachment to Jesus that any Christian normally would, of course. So I didn't have that sort of hanging over me at all. And so I just went in there more from an intellectual point of view and a science and imaging point of view. But, I understood, and I think we all did. Everybody on that team, there were three Jewish guys and a Mormon and some evangelicals and some Catholics and some Protestants and some atheists and agnostics. I think everybody understood the significance of it, that it was important to a billion people on this planet. So we all took our work very seriously. But I did not have the kind of an emotional response that I'm sure some of the other team members did have, that were good Christians, that probably had a lot more reverence at that moment in time than I might have had or some of the other team members might have had. So I think it's fair to say that, I went in there sort of neutral or negative and didn't have that connection that so many might have had. And so, like I said at the beginning, I actually tried to quit the team at one point, but in the end I realized that, this was something important to be involved with. It was a great privilege, and it wasn't until years later that I came to recognize what an amazing event this was in my life, because it ultimately altered the course of my life as well. Not the way some of my Christian friends would like to hear, but it brought me onto a path that's a much better path than I would have been on otherwise. So I always say this, is that, isn't it funny? What am I doing in the middle of all this? And in the end, the answer might well be, isn't it funny how God always seems to pick a Jew to be the messenger, And I'm the one who brings the information. I don't have to put a spin on it. I was convinced by the scientific evidence, of which I was a participant in gathering and studying. And so I didn't come into this with any predisposition other than perhaps, it's a painting and we'll see the paint and we'll go home. I even said that out loud, much to my chagrin, many, many years ago. Give us 10 minutes and we'll see the paint and we'll go home.
Now, we fast forward, and we know today that it's not a painting that's has occurred, and we may or may not have time to get into all of the reasons why we know that. Of course, people can do their own research. But one of the questions then that comes up is, what then made the imprint that we now, of course, if we go on the internet, type in Shroud of Turin, you can see both the negative and then, of course, the positive, which is where you can actually see the face of the person, you know, believed to be Jesus Christ. What actually made that image? How did that image get transferred onto fabric? Do we know what that was, whatever it was?
Well, actually, the answer is no, we don't know what it was, because the image has very unique properties. One that I'm sure many people have heard about, that it is encoded with spatial or dimensional or depth information, kind of like a topographical map, and people call that 3D. It's not quite 3D, but it's got properties like a 3D image, and that was part of the catalyst that even got our team interested in going to look at it, because that's a rather unique property. There aren't too many images in the world that even have that kind of a property. But we really don't know of a mechanism that, after all of our research, we were able to do a lot of chemistry and physics on the cloth, on the image, and we don't know of a mechanism that can make an image with those chemical and specific physical properties. You can make something that looks like the Shroud. That's not very hard with all the photographs of mine and of the others on the Internet. But to make something that passes all the same tests that our testing did on the Shroud, so that you get the same chemistry and physics as a result, no one has yet come up with a mechanism that can do that.
Barry, with a minute to our next break, describe the physical injuries of the man that was wrapped in that cloth based on what we can see from the image transferred to the cloth.
Okay. Scourging all over the head, not just of a pretty circle of thorns, but a massive, probably bush smashed onto his head with bloodstains covering his scalp. Working our way down, we have a spear wound in the side. Both the back and the front of the body are covered with wounds from a Roman flagrum, a three-thonged leather whip with lead weights at the end. There are bloodstains at the back of the hands where crucifixion nails would have been an exit wound there. We have bloodstains at the feet from crucifixion nails. So all of the things described in the Gospels that were done.
As described in the Gospels, and we want to talk about the crown of thorns a little bit more when we come back from this break. Barry Schwartz is our guest, the Shroud of Turin. We'll be right back.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. A lot of things happening tonight over at the website. A lot of traffic there, I can already tell. We've got a lot of emails coming in. We're taking your questions tonight for our guest, Barry Schwartz, on the Shroud of Turin. And his website is Shroud.com. Shroud.com if you want to get more information about this after the program. And Barry, your book, I checked it at Amazon. It's not in, it doesn't look like it's currently available at like a reasonable price. Is that is there a place people can get your book currently, or are you in the process of coming out with a new one soon?
Well, unfortunately, that book is out of print. It was published in 2000, so it's pretty hard to find copies of it these days. I don't have one currently in the offing. I'm working on other things, but there is one somewhere down the road. I just can't exactly say.
Maybe a Kindle version at some point soon. That might be a great option for you to look at.
Whatever I do, we would include certainly an e-book version of some sort, absolutely.
Okay, very good. Now, we're going to open it up for questions. We've already got some email questions coming in to jim@christianmoney.com, and that's fine. We'll get to those as we can. But as always, we take callers, live callers, first. So if you want to get on the air right now, I have a bank of open lines right now for callers to talk to my guest, Barry, and we're going to be asking Barry Schwartz a little bit more about the Crown of Thorns in a moment, but you can speak to Barry Schwartz directly with your question. The number to dial, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. And Barry, okay, let's say that someone buys the fact that, all right, this might have been a person that was crucified around the same time as Jesus, and this may have legitimately been the garment that they were wrapped in. Look, there were thousands of people crucified by the Romans, so why would we think that this particular garment, other than the fact that it sort of has this magical, mystical imprint that no one can figure out how it got on there, you know, in my mind, the answer to that is the Crown of Thorns, which I think would have been a unique feature in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, that we would have not seen the Crown of Thorns on in other crucifixions. Is that a fair analysis?
I would say that that is a spot-on answer. That's exactly what I was going to say, that what we have here is, yeah, they crucified him, they speared him, they scourged him, they did all these things to lots of people, but only one that we know of had all of those things applied to him, including this crown or cap of thorns. And I wanted to add one thing from the earlier segment, that the wounds depicted on the shroud are 100% forensically accurate, and that was determined by no less than 3 different forensic experts. So what we have there is not something that some artist depicted. This is the real thing.
All right, now this is a weird question, but I'm going to ask it only because it's an interesting question coming in from an emailer in Chicago.
Sure.
This person is saying, I'm going to paraphrase, that they have heard or read that there's some chance that there is the DNA of Jesus in this garment, and people might use current cloning technologies or whatnot, that they could actually create another Jesus. Now, that sounds really crazy to me, but is, in fact, there DNA of Jesus that we could find in this fabric? I mean, obviously, for cloning or not, that's just a fascinating question. Is sure. there the DNA there of this person that was crucified?
The short answer is probably not. And here's why. First of all, DNA is organic and degrades over time, and if this is what we believe it is, then the blood stains on there are over 2,000 years old, number one. Number two, you have to remember that the Shroud of Turin was rolled up and unrolled hundreds of times through its history, held by the corners. People prayed over it, kissed it, leaned over it, touched it, wept over it, and everybody is shedding DNA constantly. We've known that now for about the last 8 or 10 years. And consequently, when you do a DNA analysis from the Shroud of Turin, how do you know exactly who you're analyzing, number one? Number two, the DNA analysis that was done in 1995, the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, they determined that it was male human DNA, normal chromosomes, but there was not enough of the segments available for any kind of cloning or reproduction or even in-depth DNA analysis. So setting aside the factor of contamination from all the people who have handled it, including myself, putting aside all of that, the DNA is too old and degraded for any kind of cloning. You need a full profile for that. And it's unlikely they'll ever be able to obtain a true profile from the shroud. And if they did, how would we be absolutely certain that that wasn't my DNA? I'm a Jewish man. So is Jesus. So the real issue with that, and because of the degradation in the age of the DNA, remember, this cloth was exposed. This wasn't sealed up somewhere for a couple of thousand years where it might be less impacted by the environment. This cloth, it was hung in the, from balconies for display at times. So it's had a lot of exposure to the air and to sunlight and to ultraviolet and things that are destructive long-term to the organic substances of DNA. So bottom line is, that person can rest assured they're not going to clone the Antichrist from the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah, interesting. And you never know. You hear weird things out there. I just thought I would throw that one out there. Our guest tonight is Barry Schwartz, and we're talking about the Shroud of Turin. He was one of the individuals. He was the official documenting photographer for the Shroud of Turin research project back in the late 1970s, early 80s. What do we know, Barry, about the chain of custody of the Shroud of Turin? So now it's a museum piece. We know that.
It's not really in a museum. It's in the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Turin, by the way.
Okay.
And it's going on public display again next year.
Now, what do we know about, so let's say we have the day after Jesus is resurrected, okay, according to the gospel account, and then they go in, the empty tomb, there's the burial cloth there. Now, do we know what happened from that point to when people said, hey, this could be something significant, let's start considering this, the Shroud of Turin, quote unquote, and start handling this in a more careful way, et cetera. Do we know the history there from the day, Jesus' day to present day, or when we first recognize the importance of this item?
we don't have a completely unbroken chain of custody. There are gaps in the history of the Shroud, and the first gap is the first 250 years. And there's a reason for that, though. People have to remember this is a Jewish burial shroud and a Jewish burial. The cloth contains blood, which by Jewish law must be buried with the body. And to make it even more unpalatable, it contains an image, which is forbidden to this day by Jewish and Muslim law. And so they couldn't very well come running out of the tomb saying, look what we found. Or they might have been the next ones on a cross and the cloth destroyed. No, it would have had to have been carefully hidden and secreted away and preserved probably as a family treasure, a secret treasure, for at least the first 250 years. Now, why do I say 250? Because, you know, the man of the shroud has a unique appearance to him, and yet everybody looks at it and says, oh, yeah, that's Jesus. That's the way Jesus looked. Well, 250 years after the events, about 285 A.D., the first depiction of Jesus looking like the man of the shroud shows up in the Comitia Catacombs in Rome. And then there's a gap again, and then the depictions of Jesus, particularly starting with the Orthodox Church, all start looking like the man of the shroud. So it's obvious that it was hidden for a while, came into public knowledge for some period of time, then disappeared again. There was a cloth known as the Mandilion. Some people believe that it was the Shroud of Turin. It was in Constantinople, and when the Crusaders came and sacked the city, that cloth disappeared, never to be seen again, and 150 years later, the Shroud of Turin shows up in France in the hands of a Crusader. So can you make the connection? Well, you know, any other archaeological object, nobody would care if there was a little
Barry, we're gonna cut you short right there. When we come back, we'll finish up on that. And I also want to ask about any evidence of levitation of the man that was inside the Shroud of Turin, the cloth. We'll take a break. We'll be back more on the Shroud of Turin right after this. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, Go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. My guest is Barry Schwartz, and we're talking about the Shroud of Turin. Before we get back to Barry, a quick note here, quick program note. Three of my books, my book on prayer for finances, my book on the JFK assassination, and my book on credit scoring, how to raise your credit score 100 points in 100 days. So all three of those books are available for the next day or so for free download over at Amazon. So how to find it, the easiest way to do it is to go to Amazon.com, type in my name, James L. Paris, Paris just like the city in France. You'll find my Amazon page. Then you'll find those three books are right now available for free download no cost at all. And you don't need a Kindle device. You can read them right on your computer screen. We do that about every 3 months for a couple of days, a promotion we do with Amazon. So that is available for those three books. Our guest tonight is Barry Schwartz. We're talking about the Shroud of Turin. And Barry, I'm sorry we had to interrupt you again with that break there. We're going to take a few more questions by email. Or, folks, if you want to join us, this is your last chance to jump on board here on the phone lines with a question over the telephone, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432, your questions about the Shroud of Turin. Question coming in here, someone in the Chicago area is listening to us, and they want to know, they say they have read articles saying that recent evidence would support the notion that the man inside the shroud levitated at some point. Do we know that?
Not really, no. There's one or two folks who proposed that theory, that the man was floating vertically, actually. I don't believe that the evidence on the shroud shows that, because there is a flattening of the buttocks and the shoulders indicating he was laying on his back. So I think that the idea of levitation, although it's interesting, and it came from quite a credible source, I don't believe the evidence supports that.
And what's interesting to me about the shroud is that whatever it was, this mystical power that created this imprint, why is it that there seems to be so many critics, Barry, of this? It would seem to me that just the fact that one can't figure out how this imprint was made would be a significant piece of evidence, but it seems like there's a lot of critics, and every time the Shroud of Turin goes back out on exhibit, all of the critics come back out again.
Sure.
Can you share with me, like, the top one or two criticisms of the skeptics? And I know there was even a skeptic magazine that from time to time will do, like,
sure,
special issues about why,
yeah,
it's not legitimate. What are some of the major criticisms of the skeptics?
Well, I think that the biggest criticism of the skeptic is that there is a break in its chain of custody throughout the history of the shroud. And I can recommend a book by Ian Wilson called The Blood in the Shroud, which put together probably one of the better histories of the missing era of the Shroud. You can go to shroud.com and you can find the documented history from mid-1300s to the present day. But I think the biggest complaint is the skeptics say, well, there's a break in its chain of custody, and, of course, there's a letter that was written by a bishop, supposedly, in, I think, the 1400s or 1500s, I'm sorry, I'm not good on the dates, that said he knew the artist who painted it, but no signed letter of that was ever found. The article or the letter was supposedly sent to the Pope, but there's no record of it in the Vatican. So I think what we were seeing there was local politics at play. The bishop was upset that the owners of the Shroud were displaying it in their little church, and they weren't giving any of the proceeds to the bishop. So I think what we have there is a kind of a red herring. But those are the kind of things that the skeptics like to point out. And look, everybody's entitled to their opinion. My opinion was just the opposite of what it is today when I first started all this. But, you know, I was privileged to be a part of this, to have my hands on this piece of cloth, to study it up close and personal, and to have access to all the science throughout the years. And, you know, the science supports the authenticity more than not. And will we ever have a definitive answer? Probably not. And so I always tell people, look, nobody's faith should rely on a piece of cloth in the first place, and the answer to faith isn't on that cloth. But it may well be in the eyes and hearts of those who look upon it. So I always tell everybody for them to look at it and see what we know about it and then make a decision for themselves.
Well, the one part of it that just gives me chills is the crown of thorns. I just can't get beyond that because, I mean, that to me is what would significantly take that cloth and set it aside as something extremely unique and, of course, following the gospel account. Someone is asking here by email, they don't give us their location, but they want to know, is there a possibility of any new developments that could happen with the Shroud based on advancements in technology? In other words, when you folks did this, it was the late 70s, early 80s. Is there any technology coming or exists today that wasn't around the last time this was done that could help us make progress one way or the other, authenticating or deciding this isn't the real thing?
Well, I think there's absolutely. First of all, it's a great question. Second of all, I think that there are massive improvements in technology over the last 36 years. We can do things like digital imaging spectroscopy, which virtually allows us to do chemical analysis without even touching the cloth. So, yes, there are technologies available today that were not available in 1978 that would help us better understand what's on the Shroud. I don't know if the mystery will ever be solved, if it will prove beyond any doubt that this is authentic or not authentic, but I do think that there is other data that could be gathered from the Shroud that could further increase our knowledge and perhaps better come to understand how that image formed. And, you know, as far as the significance of the image, I think people have to decide that for themselves, what the Shroud means to them. But as far as science goes, yes, there's plenty more that science could do given the opportunity. We're all hopeful that that will happen at some point in the future.
And emailers, please put your location. That just makes it more interesting. I love to see the location of where you're listening. Jim@ChristianMoney.com. Jim@ChristianMoney.com. So we've got the next question here coming in from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they want to know, has the religious community accepted the Shroud? They're asking, for example, what does the Vatican make of the Shroud? Do we have any widespread position one way or the other in support of the Shroud as being legitimate within the religious community?
Well, look, I can't speak for the Vatican, but I will say this, that the Vatican has never taken a formal official position in declaring it an authentic relic or not, and I think that's wisdom on the part of the Vatican. I do think, though, that, there are several photographs of several previous popes kneeling and praying before the Shroud. I don't think any of those popes would have done so if they thought it was a fake. So even though that's a sort of an unspoken affirmation, I do believe that not just Catholics, though. That was one of the biggest things that I kind of was shocked by, was that there are many Christians who are skeptics, but I have seen in the last few years a much more growing interest on the part of other Christian denominations, Protestant denominations, Lutheran, Methodist, evangelicals, Messianic Jewish organizations that have shown a great interest in the Shroud, and my travel and lecture schedule has been reflecting that. I'm not just speaking in Catholic churches anymore. So I think there's a growing interest and a growing acceptance about the Shroud, but I don't think that it's a universal thing, and I think there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered.
And, you know, it's interesting, Barry, there's still a lot of people that doubt the historicity of Jesus Christ. You know, they wonder, you know, was he really a person that walked the earth? And, of course, you know, there's huge evidence to support the historicity of Jesus Christ. And now
sure.
We've got this we've now got all this documentation about the Shroud. And, I mean, who knows? It just really, really is an interesting topic. And we're so glad that you came tonight to talk with us about it. Take our last few seconds, sir, about 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Give us your website or any other information you'd like
sure.
to give out.
Okay, our organization is the Shroud of Turin Education and Research Association. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. The website is www.shroud.com, and we're the top of all the search engines. If you type Shroud of Turin or Shroud into any search engine, you'll find us pretty much right at the top of the page. Our website is almost 19 years old, so obviously that's the place to go. It's huge. If you're going to come to visit Shroud.com, bring a lunch. It's good.
Very good, and it's so good to have you with us, Barry Schwartz, and he's available as a speaker, folks. Check out his website, shroud.com is the website, shroud.com. Hey, another 2 hours in the can, week number two over here now at GCN. Good to be with you. Don't miss next week. We're going to talk about alternative cures for cancer, and visit us on the website, christianmoney.com. This is Jim Paris here, as always, to help you make the most of God's money. Talk to you next week.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.